これからリスニングテストを開始します。第1問。対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切なものを、1、2、3、4の中から1つ選びなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ10秒で、英文は一度しか読まれません。
Number one.
Anne, it's 7 o'clock. Get out of bed.
What? Oh no, I forgot to set my alarm.
Change your clothes and eat breakfast quickly. I'll drive you to school today.
Really? Okay. Thank you, Dad.
Question. Why is Anne in a hurry?
Number two.
Hey, Megan, are you busy?
Yes, a little. Just studying. What's up?
I got a new guitar, and I want to give you my old one.
Wow, Jim, you are the best big brother in the whole world.
Question. What is Megan doing now?
Number three.
What time is your volleyball game tomorrow, Emma?
It starts at 6 p.m., but I have to be there by 5 to get ready.
I see. I will leave work at 4 tomorrow, so we can go together.
Great. I'm so glad you can be there.
Question. What time is the volleyball game?
Number four.
Mary, what do you like to do in your free time?
These days, I enjoy watching old movies.
That's interesting. Can you tell me when you started doing that?
Sure. Last month, my mom gave me a box of her old videos.
Question. What is Mary's new hobby?
Number five.
Do you have plans next Saturday, Jill?
Yes, I'm going to Green Mall to go shopping with my sister. Then we are going to visit a museum.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What are you going to buy, Jill?
I can't tell you that, Bob. It's your birthday present.
Question.Who will buy a birthday present?
Number six.
Kim, why don't you take a break? You've been studying all afternoon.
Tomorrow's math test is really important.
I understand, but we remember things better.When we take breaks, come and have some cake.
Cake? That sounds wonderful. Thanks, Dad.
Question. When is Kim's math test?
Number seven.
Good afternoon, Melissa.Did you bring your dictionary?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot it at home. Do we need it for the lesson?
Yes, but I have an extra one. You can borrow it.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. I'll remember to bring mine next time.
Question. Where is Melissa?
Number eight.
Sam's Sandwich Service.
Hello, I'd like 2 ham sandwiches with all toppings and extra pickles.
Okay. Do you want fries, potato chips, or anything to drink?
No, just the sandwiches, please. I will pick them up at 1 p.m.
They'll be ready. The total will be $15.49, including tax. May I have your name, please?
Question. What will the woman do next?
Number 9.
Hello, this is Emily Johnson. I can't answer the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. This is Roger Owens at Star Theater. I have good news. Your wallet was found under a seat this afternoon. Please come and get it anytime during business hours. We are open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Question. Why is the man calling? Number 10.
Mom, can you make dinner a little earlier today? I have to get up early tomorrow.
Sure. What do you want to eat?
I'm fine with just about anything, but I really want you to make pizza.
That's easy. I'll make your favorite salad, too. Avocados are cheap right now.
Oh, that sounds good.
Question. What does the boy ask his mother to do? Number 11.
Excuse me, could I ask you a question?
Sure. How can I help you?
I'm looking for Sally's Cafe. Do you know where it is?
Yes, it's near here. I can show you where it is, but it doesn't open for another hour.
Wow, you know the shop well.
I should. I'm Sally.
Question. Why does the woman know the shop well? Number 12.
Hey, let's go to the new candy store that just opened on Main Street. They have lots of unusual candies.
That sounds interesting, but I don't want to go out in the rain just to buy candy.
Why don't we eat lunch first? Then we can go to the candy store after the rain stops. Everything is 20% off until Saturday.
Sounds good.
Question. What is on sale until Saturday? Number 13.
Hello?
Hi, Jack. It's Ella. Thank you so much for the chocolates you sent. They are delicious.
I'm really glad you like them. I'm sorry I couldn't go to your birthday party.
Oh, that's okay. But I can't stop eating these chocolates. Can you come over and help me?
Ha ha, sure. What time?
Question. Why did Jack apologize? Number 14.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I can't find my movie ticket. I think I lost it.
I see. Do you have your receipt?
Let me check. I only have this receipt for my hot dog and soda.
I'll let you in this time, but please be more careful in the future.
Okay, sorry, and thank you.
Question. Where are they?
第2問。英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切なものを1、2、3、4の中から1つ選びなさい。回答時間はそれぞれ10秒で、英文は一度しか読まれません。
Number 1.
Frank was a very good football player, but his brother, Tommy, was not good at sports. Tommy always wanted to play with Frank, but as they got older, Tommy stopped playing. One day, Frank walked into the room where Tommy was reading a book. He asked Tommy what it was, and Tommy said it was a book about coaching. He said he wasn't strong or fast, but he loved to think about ways of playing.
Question. Why did Tommy have a book about coaching? Number 2.
Tim lived on a horse farm 30 kilometers from town. He went to school by bus, but he couldn't be on the school baseball team because there was no bus to take him home after practice. One day, he asked his aunt, who worked near his school and lived close to his house, if she could drive him home after work. She said she would be happy to do it if his parents agreed.
Question. How will Tim probably come home from baseball practice at school?
Number 3.
Patty and Pam were twin sisters. They usually laughed and played together happily, but sometimes they fought. One day, Pam was angry and threw her doll at Patty. It didn't hit Patty, but it hit the window and broke it. Their father told Pam she would have to do jobs until she could pay for the new window. Pam was sad until Patty said she would help. They hugged, and their dad felt very proud.
Question. Why was the girl's father proud?
Number 4.
Alfred wanted to make spaghetti for dinner to surprise his parents. He came home early, washed his hands, put on his mother's apron, and started cooking. He boiled water, added the noodles, and heated the sauce. When the noodles were soft, he poured the hot water out. Then he put the noodles on plates, poured the sauce on the noodles, sprinkled cheese, and put the plates on the table. Just then, his parents came home.
Question. What will Alfred's family have for dinner tonight?
Number 5.
Tony wanted to join the high school golf team, but he didn't have any golf clubs. The coach said he could borrow some for a few weeks, but that he would need his own set. One Saturday morning, after having pancakes at his grandparents' house, Tony's grandfather said he had a present for him. It was his set of golf clubs. Tony was very happy and promised to be careful with them.
Question. Who said Tony could borrow some golf clubs?
Number 6.
Connie was a junior high school student in a small town. She wanted a new bicycle because hers was old and a little small. She asked her father to buy a new one, but she was shocked at his answer. He said she could choose any bicycle she liked, but he would only pay half. She had to save her own money to pay for the other half.
Question: Why was Connie shocked?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。引き続き筆記試験を回答してください。